welcome to the Truly Amazing Women Radio Show. I am here today with the amazing Margarita Chang, a certified financial planner in the Washington, D.C. area. Her company is called Blue Ocean Global Wealth, and she is the CEO. It's a company she started several years ago, and I had the privilege of meeting her back then. And here we are today to talk about her new book that is coming out this month called Diary of a CFP. So Rita, welcome to your show. Every month we're going to be doing these fun interviews. This one is pre-recorded, but next time we're going to do them live on Facebook. And we just are going to talk about each chapter of the book. And also we're going to be announcing your monthly webinar that you're going to have the last Friday of the month, Margaritas with Margarita, and you're going to be sharing 30 to 60 minutes of tips and to answering questions around each specific chapter in the book, because the book is called, the subtitle of the book is Year of Tips for Women, so women can flex their financial muscle. And I'm so thrilled to be publishing this book for you. So I'm going to throw it over to you. Tell our audience a little bit about yourself, and then we'll go into the book.
Sure. Well, I'm so excited to be here. Welcome, everyone. Well, my name is Margarita Chang. You can call me Rita. Either is fine. I'm a certified financial planner. But really what I do is I help women and their families gain clarity, confidence, and control over their finances. I'm going to add a fourth C, because when we think about the four C's, it's not just about diamonds. It's about your personal finances, courage. The courage to ask for help. I think that it is certainly okay to ask for help. That is not a sign of weakness. That actually is a sign that you want to make sure that you are doing the best for yourself and your family financially.
So tell us a little bit about how you started Blue Ocean.
Sure. So I believe I was always destined to be a financial planner. In college, I studied East Asian language and literature and finance. Now, people may say, wow, that's really different, but I think that I'm truly right brain and left brain. So my first job, I was an analyst. And what I had to do is read financial statements and write summaries for English-speaking investors. While I was very good at this job and I was successful, I felt like something was missing. At the end of the day, I felt very disconnected from the client. So when I came back, this is my time in Asia, I decided that I wanted to be a financial planner. But at this time, I was in my 20s. And even though I was 17 going on 40, I know that people were thinking, you know, what do you know about finance? So I decided that I just needed to work hard, live life a little. And so I got married, had two kids, bought a house. Actually, this is the order. Got married, had one kid, bought a house, had another kid, helped my husband with his career. And that's when I felt that, you know what? I do know a thing or two about personal finance and navigating the many financial milestones that people experience. So I transitioned to a career in financial services. I did that and I worked at a large firm because at that time, I felt it was very important to learn not just the profession, but learn about the industry from inside and out. And then after working at a large firm for 14 years, I decided that I wanted to start my own firm because I wanted to create an experience like no other. And what I mean by that, all too often, the industry is focused on assets under management. Make no mistake, we must save and invest to reach our financial goals, whether that's starting a business, sending it to college or retirement. However, what I feel like was missing is we're so focused on the portfolio, but we don't know who the people are behind this portfolio, what their philosophy is, so, and what's important to them. And I found that very troublesome. So I was like, you know what, instead of sitting around complaining about the way things should be, I'm very solution oriented. I decided that I wanted to be the advisor that I wish I had.
And so now tell us a little bit more about how you have helped women. The introduction to the book and the webinar that on the 29th that you're going to be sharing is going to be the introduction to the book, the 7 important tips you need to know about hiring a certified financial planner. So tell us, let's start there. Why would a woman need a certified financial planner like yourself?
Sure. Well, I definitely believe that everybody can benefit from financial planning. Whether you decide to do financial planning on your own or work with a certified financial planner, that's what's right for you. So, I mean, I can make arguments for both, but why financial planning? Financial planning, I truly believe, is for everybody. Financial planning isn't just investing money, but it's taking the time to understand your assets, your liabilities, your income, your expenses, as well as your insurance. So that's the quantitative information, the financial information, but it's also incorporating qualitative information. So your lifestyle, your goals. So particularly for women, we have so many roles and responsibilities. That's not to say that men don't, that's not what I'm saying, but I found myself, I'm a certified financial planner, I'm wife, I'm mother, I'm daughter, and we have a lot of sometimes what I say, competing priorities. Having a financial plan helps us have a little bit more focus and clarity.
Yeah, it's amazing. So, you know, I've had a financial planner for a really long time because I always outsource the things that I don't know to do. And that's so many things, whether it's my web developer, Max Kukoi, who you also know very well, or my financial planning or my accounting, right? And I think that it's really important, especially when you own your own company, to have this kind of help and support. So talk a little bit more about how someone could come and hire you. What are the steps?
Well, sure. The first thing I tell people is you want to make sure that you're getting the right planner for you. There's nothing wrong with focusing on assets under management, but you want to make sure that, you know, your planner takes the time to understand you and you feel connected to that planner. So I say the first thing, it is personal finance. And well, finance is personal because it's your money. So I would say what you want to do is you want to take the time to do your homework, you know, find out, you know, what type of clientele that advisor works with, what not just what their education, experience, and expertise is, but do you feel comfortable working with that person? Because you're going to have to be talking to them a while. You don't want it to be painful, like you're going to the dentist, right? You want it to be like a positive experience, like affirming the great things you're doing, but giving you guidance and perspective on the things you can be doing to improve your situation. So first, you know, interview. Second, think about, and I always ask this question, what is it that you're hoping that that planner will do for you or with you, right? What kind of help do you want? Because that's really important. I always say disappointment occurs when expectations don't meet outcome. And then, you know, ask your questions, not just about their experience, but methods of compensation. Are you going to only be dealing with that person or you're going to be assigned to a team member? And then, you know, ongoing, what are you going to be responsible for? Are you going to be responsible for implementing the advice? Or are they going to help you implement? So lots of questions, but I think what's really important is, you know, you don't have to rush into everything your own. You can move at your own pace.
And I think I'm going to go back to that first point that you made, because I think that's what makes you incredibly special. You really care about your clients. You've shared just anecdotal stories with me about how, if I can say this, you know, you'll go to a client's house and listen to their things that they've been going through, and you really are become part of their family and their future. So I think that's a big nod to you. I don't know that all financial planners do that. I think that's a special Margarita Ching secret sauce. So I would encourage everyone to experience something like that. To have a huge-hearted financial planner like yourself is definitely something special.
Oh, well, thank you so much. It does mean a lot to me. Exactly. And you have to think about, my goal was to help people. I never set out to say, you know what, I want to have 600 relationships. I don't know if you can call them relationships if you're working with 600 families, but what I really care about is the quality of the experience that everyone's getting. And there's going to be times when I'm going to tell someone, you know, I'm not the right advisor for you. So this goes back to the question. I actually could be a really good stock picker, but I think I'm best starting with financial planning first and then helping them decide what investments are right for them. So that's why I always tell people, find out what it is that you find important and what you're looking for. And I really, it's not about a people pleaser, being a people pleaser. I think when I was like younger, new to the business, I felt like, you know, I had to say certain things, and make no mistake, I wasn't misrepresenting by any means, but I realized that I work best with clients in the collaborative relationship, not a combative one, right? I don't want to be that advisor that like talks over people or talks down to people my way or the highway. I think that the way I work best with people is it's like a collaborative process where I am going to validate and affirm and congratulate my clients for the things that they are doing incredibly well. I am not going to shame them or scold them for things that they're not doing so well, because if they knew everything, then they wouldn't need my help. And then the question is, when someone comes to me and is asking for help, they want help. They really don't want judgment.
Yeah, no, for sure. I know that. Speaking for myself, that's definitely the case. And that's, you know, really what we're building here at the Incandescent Family is these amazing relationships where people are supportive of each other. And so we're so thrilled to have you be part of this. And I want to talk a little bit more about the rest of your book. So we have taken articles that you have written for amazing outlets, CNBC, Kiplinger, just sort of you name it. And Rita has written articles for their financial sections. It's very, very impressive. You provide amazing advice. So throughout this book, I'm just going to name some of the chapters so people can get excited about what you're going to be talking about. In January, we're talking about these tips and how to hire a financial advisor. And then we're going to go to 7 personal financial planning tips to help you navigate the pandemic. And then we'll move on to 10 tips for new partners to seamlessly plan together in February, the month of love. And then in March, we're celebrating International Women's Month with mindful financial planning tips for women. In April, how to recession-proof your retirement income, and so on. So that's the first quarter. And every month, every Friday at 5 p.m. for a happy hour, we're going to have, and that's East Coast time, we're going to have margaritas with Margarita, and she's going to share these amazing things. And of course, we're going to have a pre-interview that you can watch on FaceTime, Facebook, and other places, YouTube and whatnot, so that you get a taste for what's going to be coming. So Rita, tell us a little bit more about the goal that you have for this book, teaching women to flex their financial muscles.
Sure. Well, as I mentioned, I always felt a little bit disturbed about how many people are scared to get advice. Like, you know what? I don't have enough money to see a planner, or why would a planner want to work with me? I don't have enough money. And I'm telling you, the people who said this actually did have money. There was a woman in her 40s who had $800,000. That's a lot of money. And she's like, I don't feel like I have enough money for a planner because all my money is at the 401k in my job. When I heard that, like, my heart dropped. This is someone that actually experienced a divorce. She didn't have any children, and she didn't feel that she was worthy of receiving financial advice. That was a huge wake-up call for me. So my goal with the book is to be able to make financial advice, objective, quality financial advice, accessible, right, and relatable.
And that's exactly what women need, right? They need that kind of support and that confidence. I've spoken to women who, to me, have quite a bit of money, and they don't feel that way. And I think women's relationship with money is complicated and complex, and we're trying to make it less than that, less confusing. And with someone like you as the advisor, it's, you know, whether they hire you as to be their financial advisor or they just purchase your book. And what's cool about the book, I'm really thrilled, you're going to pick a word of the month that women can meditate on, and it's related to the topic as we're flexing our financial muscle. And you're also going to have a worksheet so that we can work along with you. So you're going to give us the facts in, you know, a 2-page article, nothing overwhelming, just, you know, really basic important information. And then we can play with it, and we'll use that worksheet during your webinar. So I am thrilled to be working with you on this and to making more women feel more confident about their money. So thank you so much for engaging in this fun practice with us.
I'm very excited about this journey, not just for myself, but for everybody. Thank you so much.
Yes. So we're going to be back talking with you at the end of the month, January 29th. We'll be promoting it all over the place so that you, if you want to join in, you can. That'll be, it's a free event. So you can just come and hang out with Rita, bring your margarita, or your wine, or your club soda, your coffee, whatever it is that you'd like to share to celebrate this wonderful experience. And then we'll tell you more about what's coming up in the following weeks and months. So thank you, Margarita Chang. You can check out her website, margaritachang.com. And if you get confused about how to spell Margarita, as I have, even though I write type her name so many times, we also can send you to ritachangcfp.com, a little bit easier to spell. So we look forward to talking to you soon. You are listening to the Truly Amazing Women radio show and TV show. I'm Hope Katz-Gibbs, founder of Incandescent, and we look forward to talking to you soon.